Pierre Lumumba here at the Swara Acacia Conservancy in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya. When the 21st century was coming along, it was said that it would be Africa's century. And many issues were touched, and one of them was the sea, as providing opportunities for the development of Africa's economy. Africa has the advantage of having two or three major water bodies if we leave the internal waters. On the western part of Africa, we have the Atlantic Ocean. On the eastern part of Africa, we have the Indian Ocean, and the northern part of Africa, the Mediterranean Sea, all of which offer great opportunities in terms of the ability to spur the African economy. Traditionally, of course, we remember that the Suez Canal acquired great significance as early as 1869, when it was constructed. And aside from the Panama Canal, one of the most important waterways in the world is the Suez Canal. And when it was seized by the Egyptians in 1956, it was indeed a statement that Egypt, and by extension Africa, had acquired an important asset. So the very first thing that we look at when we talk about the sea is the sea as a mode of transportation for purposes of delivering goods in a manner that is cheaper than any other means. And the Suez Canal is a critical asset in that regard. It has shortened the journey in many ways. In the olden days, people would go through the Cape of Good Hope, which is a longer route. But we know that with the Suez Canal, particularly for the countries on the eastern part of Africa, it's an important economic artery and ought to be protected, and indeed ought to be supported. On the western side, of course, we have the Atlantic Ocean. And to the extent that Africa trades with Southern America and the United States of America, we do have major ports in that area, in Dakar, in Senegal, of course, Port Harcourt, and Luanda in Angola, Porto Novo. All these are major ports, and of course, Tema in Ghana. These are major ports that are used for purposes of transportation of goods, and they have significant value to the continent of Africa. It is tragic, of course, that many African countries can't quite manage their ports, and we've got to rely on other countries to manage those ports, but that does not undermine the fact that the seas are critical in the economic life of many of these countries. On the eastern part, there are important ports such as Durban in South Africa, Beira and Nampula in Mozambique, Mombasa in Kenya, and indeed Tanga, and progressively even the port of Mtwara is becoming very important for matters relating with gas, as is the port of Kismayo and the port of Berbera and that of Asmara in Eritrea. So if you look at the seas as a medium of transportation, you begin to appreciate how significant these seas are. But beyond transportation, there are other things. In 1982, when the convention of the UN Convention on the Law of the Seas was signed in Montego Bay in Jamaica, it is noteworthy that one of the leading lights at that time was a Kenyan, Frank Njenga. In fact, it is Frank Njenga who is credited with creating or coming up with the concept of the exclusive economic zone. And the exclusive economic zone is 200 nautical miles from the seashore, of course, excluding the territorial sea, which is 12 nautical miles. And this particular matter is critical to the continent of Africa because it is now recognized that within the exclusive economic zone, there are resources And those resources cover many areas. Offshore oil mining or oil drilling, which we see quite a bit of the coast of Nigeria, of the coast of Ghana, of the coast of Angola. And it's not only oil that we are talking about, we are also talking about gas in the area of Cabo Delgado, in Mtwara in Tanzania. And all these are resources that can be used in an effective manner to propel the economy of African countries in an orbit that will liberate millions from poverty. But one of the things that we must remind ourselves, particularly when we talk about the resources of the sea, is that Africa still does suffer from a number of crippling things. Number one, many boundaries in Africa have not been delimited. In other words, the boundaries have not been determined. And because Africa, as we would have desired, is not a single continent, each country still asserts their sovereignty. And we have seen these conflicts going to the International Tribunal, International Court on the Law of the Sea. We have seen as between Nigeria and Cameroon regarding the Bakassi Peninsula, which went to court and ultimately it was resolved. A decision came out, which was partially against Nigeria, and luckily during the administration of President Olusegun Obasanjo, the matter was settled in an amicable way. So delimitation of the boundaries is one of the other issues that is problematic. The other country that has had a similar problem is Kenya and Somalia, which have had a dispute which was taken to the International Court, and of course a finding was made against Kenya, and that is a problem that continues to persist today. The other one is as between Mozambique and the neighboring countries. And it's important to recognize here that although this is within the African continent, France, which still controls the island of Mayotte, has had conflicts with Mozambique, it has had conflicts with Madagascar, and it also has had conflicts with the Seychelles and had conflicts also with Mauritius. This tells you once again that another problem that Africans confront as regards controlling her seas is powers which still retain interest in the African continent. We have seen not only in the Indian Ocean, but even in Cabo Verde, which is in the Atlantic Ocean, we have seen claims that are made by European powers, and we have also seen problems in the Mediterranean Sea. So what does that tell us? What it tells us that in the face of these opportunities, African countries do not have the technological know-how, African countries do not have the military wherewithal, they do not have the capacity to patrol. And we know, for example, many vessels from China and Japan and France and many other countries have massive fishing vessels which are complete factories, which actually fish, package and export from the sea. And the net effect is that they are depleting the resources of these African countries. Some African countries, of course, have even requested foreign countries to help them to patrol their seas. The most recent one, of course, is Somalia, which has requested Turkey to do the patrol. So all these factors militate against the full enjoyment of the dividends of the sea by African countries. The other thing that we see in this particular part of the world as regards our seas is the dominance of the world powers with major fleets. If you go to places such as Diego Garcia, which was the home of a number of military bases, including the Americans, you discover that the presence of these world powers is also undermining the fuller use and fuller enjoyment of the dividends of the sea. We have also seen conflicts. Right now, in the year 2024, there has been an ongoing conflict in northern Mozambique, where there are conflict between individuals in Cabo Delgado who are fighting the administration in Maputo, and you can see once again that is militarized with the French through their Total Energies, trying to use all forces at their disposal to participate in a war which undermined the continent of Africa. So it is true, therefore, that the resources of the sea are numerous. We talk about fishing, which would be a multi-million dollar, multi-million naira industry, and African countries are not benefiting from the fishing. We are talking about the question of offshore mining. And when we talk about mining, we are not just talking about oil. We are talking about certain rare things which are to be found in the sea. We are talking about the right of navigation and how that is going to be useful, should be useful to the African countries. And we are saying that many African countries don't have the capacity. We are talking about gas deposits, which are not being exploited in the manner that they should. We are talking about many things that can happen in those spaces, and the sea could indeed be a major game changer. Even power generation. We now know that there is technology that would enable people to actually enjoy the dividends of power generation. And not only that, there are countries now that are beginning to use seawater through desalination. And these desalination plants are going to be useful, particularly as our groundwater and inland waters become poorer and poorer, and as we deplete the aquifers in many countries in the continent of Africa, we are going to discover that indeed these particular processes of desalination, and is noteworthy that desalination happens quite heavily in the areas such as Dubai, Brunei, Dar es Salaam, and Africa must begin to get into that technology if Africa is to realize her potential. In a nutshell, what one therefore sees, that Africa is potentially endowed by the resources that can be found in the sea. These resources are both within the territorial waters, which is 12 nautical miles. They are also within the exclusive economic zone, 200 nautical miles. And one can begin to imagine how we would, as the continent of Africa, benefit if we were to work as a team. And in order to enjoy the dividends of the resources of the sea, it is incumbent upon African countries to work in a cooperative manner. As the saying goes, competition is the law of the jungle, cooperation is the law of civilization, and it is incumbent upon African countries, now that we are talking about intra-African trade, now that we are talking about Africa Agenda 2063, to begin to work together in order to exploit the resources of the sea. Indeed, if African countries were to see themselves as one, this whole idea of delimitation of boundaries, which is a potential source of conflict, as we have seen between Kenya and Somalia, as we've been seeing between Cameroon and Nigeria, as we have seen between Ghana and La Côte d'Ivoire, as we have seen between Senegal and the Gambia, this would become something of the past, as indeed we have seen between Angola within the Cabinda area and the Congo Brazzaville. All these would be a thing of the past. So the message is, collaborate, because the sea is the home of many resources which can be used for the benefit of the continent of Africa. Africa never ceases to make us wonder. That is why conversations about her are as legitimate as they are relevant. But let us say our bye-byes. We'll come back again to continue discussing the mother continent of Africa. Thank you very much.